Hello and welcome back to the First and Ten podcast. We are continuing our draft coverage. Today we are doing running backs. A weird group that I think we'll all have some very different opinions on, but before we get to them, I'll introduce the two people with me today. First up, we have Miles. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Looking forward to talking about some slightly above average running backs.
Yeah, there's some good ones and some bad ones. Not necessarily great ones, is there? But we'll get to that. And also, we have Ash. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, bud. You?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, I mean, there's some computer issues between us, haven't we, tonight? So,
Yep.
recording this through my phone. I think I've ever used Zoom on my phone and yeah, your headphones. But I mean, Miles are keeping it together on the technology
Of
front. But,
course, of course.
yeah, we're going to get into the running backs. You did this top five for this group, Ash, didn't you?
Yep.
I mean, you might as well kick us off. Who have you got at number five?
Number five, I've got Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, 5'9", 210. I think he could be a very good running back in the NFL, but I don't know if he's really going to be. I mean, he's got bell cow qualities, but I don't know if he's really got the sort of like, if I would want to trust him, maybe is more of a, probably is the right words, with his fumbling issues, as a bell cow role. So I would see him more as a sort of like 1A thumper more so than a true bell cow. But overall, I think that, obviously, li listening to what a few people have said during the combine and just throughout the season that he's had, I could see the possibility of him being. There is a chance of him being even the top running back taken. I don't actually personally believe that he will be, but Daniel Jeremiah said it. A few other people have said that there is a possibility. There's a sign of like six to seven, maybe, I think, running backs, and they're all kind of in the mix, I think, to be one of the first guys taken. This guy certainly could be, but yeah, my main issue really with him is the fumbling issues, and obviously that can stick with you throughout your NFL career if that continues what he did at USC. So yeah, he is at currently my number five.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. Miles, what are your thoughts on him there?
So when I was watching his tape, I was like, wow, this guy is like amazing. He's basically flawless. And then the fumbles started to roll in, and I think he had eight or something in his college career,
Yeah.
which is a lot. And he's a bit of an upright runner, and I think he needs to sort of, run behind his pads a bit more. But even though he's an upright runner, he's still quite hard to bring down, which for someone as agile and elusive as he is, it's quite impressive. So I think that's something you can coach out. The fumbles, maybe not, but there are a lot of things about him which, again, because there's not a clear leader in this group, it's like he could be the first running back off the board. I don't think he will be, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was, because there are a lot of things about him where you're like, yeah, he could be as you said, a 1A. I don't think he's got a bell cow, because he's a decent receiver, but he's not. Yeah, I just think he's not going to be trustworthy enough with all those fumbles on tape.
I mean, that fumbling just keeps players off the field as well, doesn't it? We've
Yeah.
seen it so
Yeah.
many times with coaches where they just get fed up with these players fumbling, and then you just don't see them for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, more just as a general sort of thing, where do we think the first running back off the board is going to come in this draft? Are we looking? Well, it's
Mid
not,
two.
doesn't look like a first round, does it?
Mid
But
two.
yeah, I'd agree. It's probably mid two. Like there was, I think that they have talked that there will be some sort of like semi game of chicken between some of the teams that do need running backs. The problem is, I think that quite a lot of the teams that needed running backs pretty much solved their issues during the free agency.
Yeah.
So it's kind of now where you're looking at it and you can find some holes, but there's no, I would say probably the one that sticks out hugely is Dallas currently. But their talk is that they like another running back. So there is potential for these guys to slot in certain places, but I just don't see, I mean, I just don't see them really going any higher than that. I think, if I'm honest, probably late round two. There's talk that even it could be the first one off the ball comes round three, so which might be a little low, only just because I think that we say this all the time about running backs, and then all of a sudden we do find three or four go in round two all the time. And some of these running backs are no worse than the guys that have gone in them positions before. So I think, yeah, probably late round two, I would say, is probably the sweet spot.
Was it 2 or 3 years ago where there wasn't really a running back gone? I think the top 50, and then all of a sudden there was about six gone in the next 50 picks or so.
That's
Feels like
right.
that sort of year again, doesn't
I
it?
think
It's
that could be right.
yeah, a bit of a strange year for them, I say, especially with the weird free agent moves and stuff like that. It's definitely a weird one. Well, we move on to the next player. Ash, have you got a number four?
This guy really got put on my radar by Brett Coleman. I was watching a few bits and pieces from him on YouTube, and he mentioned this guy before the combine happened, and it's Isaac Guerrero, 6'1", 225, coming out of Louisville. He was at Wisconsin when Taylor was there, and Coleman mentioned about the lad's speed and how that he believes that this guy could blow up at the combine, which he did, which has put pretty much everybody on the radar in regards to looking over his tape, basically, because he was quite a late round guy, really, to start probably this process off. And then probably since the combines happened, he's really shot up the rankings, and including mine. So again, I think that he's kind of in that Lloyd-esque mold. Obviously, he's not got the fumbling issues, but I don't know where he would be a true bell cow as such, because obviously the links with Taylor in regards to speed, etc., it doesn't mean that he is Jonathan Taylor. It's just that he was playing there at Wisconsin with him, and they did mention about that he can toe-to-toe run with Jonathan Taylor, so he's got that home run speed. So but yeah, he's had a few injuries and bits and pieces like that, but overall, like, I've liked what I've seen on tape, and again, I think that because of that combine, I think that's probably pushed him into round three personally.
Miles, I mean, you seem to agree at the start. Is he someone you like?
Yeah, I think again the combine performance sort of shot him up everyone's rankings. He is, I think he's 23, so that's often a bit of a, that's old for a running back, isn't it? So I think that could be off-putting. He'll be 24 when the season starts, so it's like you know, with a bit of injury history and being 24, but if you're good, you're good. If you can play, you can play. And these teams, they run running backs into the ground and don't really give them a second contract. So that's not really, I don't think it's going to put off many teams, but it will hit his capital, I think. In terms of what I saw on film, he shows some patience at line of scrimmage, which I always like in running backs. He will bounce his runs to the outside if he needs to. He won't just burrow forward and try and pick up a yard in a scrum. Like, he is quite sensible in that way. And he doesn't have a great deal of strength or contact balance, but he does break his tackles just by being a bit, just really elusive, really. And I think he uses finesse over power, and I really like that about him. But yeah, we'll see, because he's, late bloomer. He's been about, he's old for a running back, but he seems to be waking everyone up and putting everyone on notice. So be interesting to see where he goes.
I mean, we've seen so many running backs in the past that maybe aren't like high on our rankings or whatever, but they end up in a good landing spot, and then it's good to be like, I don't think many people like Dameon Pierce particularly high, did they? What, last year, the year before, whenever he came out, and he goes straight in and basically becomes the number one back. And I think so much of this running back stuff is just about landing spot, really,
Yeah, it
isn't it?
is,
It's
yeah.
matters so much more than pretty much anything else.
Anything,
Sometimes even talent doesn't really matter too much with these if they just end
As
up in the
long as
wrong
they're getting
spot.
the carries, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just a volume game sometimes, isn't it, in that running back. Well, we'll move on to number three then, Ash. Who have you got there?
Number three is Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, 5'11", 210. He also did very well at combine. I've watched quite a bit of him at Tennessee, and although the negative for him, or the what ha people have said about the negative of him, is mainly because of Tennessee's offense and how they set up, that a lot of his, if you watch a lot of his tape, there is a lot of light boxes. So sometimes you even see like four personnel, five personnel tops in the box, which obviously allows him to break off this these big chunks. So I think that his yards Yards per attempt is about 7.1. I think it's the highest in the whole class. But obviously, you can then realize why it's so high because of the situation where Tennessee play with such light boxes. So there is that aspect to it, which I do see, but there is a lot to like. I mean, there is still natural burst. You saw that from the combine, with the shuttles and the 40-yard dashes, etc. And I just think all around, I think that he reminds me a little bit of Kamara coming out from there as well. So I don't think, obviously, he's never. I don't. It's not like where Gibbs really did remind me of Kamara. This is kind of like Kamara light in some regard. But again, I think that if he falls at the right spot, I think that he could be a very, very good sort of 1B to say if there was a thumper on in one of these teams. Like even if he landed somewhere like, or off the top of my head, trying to think now. He wouldn't be bad at the Chargers, to be fair. Like now we've got Gus Edwards, you kind of can get him in, give you a little bit more thunder and lightning, sort of player. Obviously, with Gus is kind of like a short down, short distance sort of guy, whereas Jalen Wright could hit them big home runs, and I think the Chargers would need something like that. So it wouldn't be a bad actually landing spot for the Chargers, to be fair.
Yeah, there's some not too many landing spots, but yeah, Chargers and Dallas are definitely two good ones, aren't they, for pretty much any of these backs. Mars, I mean, where does he fall on your rankings?
I haven't watched much of him yet, but I as in terms of just his like general build, he's not really built like a three down back. So again, he does, profile more as a complementary piece. But he seems to be a good receiving threat. Again, though, playing against light boxes, the check down's always open, stuff like that. So it's just kind of it is hard to really gauge him properly. So I just kind of think you have to just go with what you see. And he's a capable receiver. He's quick. He's relatively elusive. Not the toughest guy to bring down. That's maybe something he needs to work on. Usually these guys will bulk up like ridiculous amounts in the off season once they get drafted and hit the weight room a lot. So, maybe we'll see a slightly slower but more physical version of him when he hits the league.
Yeah, I think, and that is the thing with some of these backs. They will change quite a bit, won't they, once they get into the league and get a different sort of training schedule. And we can see players that we didn't think were necessarily great, or players that we thought were good and don't sort of quite cut it. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be an interesting player to see. What's that number? We're up to now, number two.
Number two, yeah.
Yeah, number two. I heard you got number two, actually.
Number two is Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. I think obviously being behind Bijan, Roschon Johnson last year, sorry, season before, last year he really did come into his own. Obviously, he's got that cruciate ligament injury at the moment. So there is talk that obviously because we're not seeing anything of him as such, because of obviously that injury, is no combine measure, like anything like that to go by. He's at the beginning of probably the whole process, he was like right up there, maybe with RB1 with most people. But just because of the situation he's in, where we haven't got as much tape and everything on him because of being behind the two top guys before. And then obviously, since the cruciate ligament injuries had, we haven't really got anything from the combine as well. But if you actually watch the tape of what we have seen of him, like he can be that true sort of thumper. In regards, I've kind of got like, I think he's like a little bit of a bulked up James Cook because he has got a little bit of wiggle at the top of his routes and things like that. He can catch the ball. So he does remind me a little bit of James Cook, but obviously just a bit of a bigger version than him. But at the moment, I think the talk is, if obviously people want to hear some whispers and rumors, the talk is that the Dallas medical team are doing a lot of his medical stuff. So there is talk that they really like this guy. So don't be shocked if he is maybe Dallas's pick in the third round. So,
I'd say that'd be a very, very nice landing spot, wouldn't it? There,
yeah.
it's somewhere that someone can go in and definitely make their job their own. Miles, I mean, you look at a lot of stuff from more of a fantasy aspect sometimes. How does he rate in that sort of line? Do you think he's going to be a fantasy contributor?
I don't know. It's tough because if Dallas drafts him, then yeah, because they will
Yeah.
pump some draft capital. Like I mean, I really sort of thought he was a day three guy, but if Dallas like him, they'll take him day two. So, and that means that he will get a lot of usage because there isn't really anyone else in, you know, in Dallas to sort of bring any competition in. So, yeah, and I think also because he has played behind two very good now NFL level running backs at Texas, his usage is quite low. He has a lot of tread left on the tires. Like they can run him into the ground for 4 years. Like they don't really need to, you know, they don't really need to be that, you know, tetchy with him or anything like that. So I do think, you know, if the Dallas links are true, he's gonna shoot up my draft boards as a fantasy nerd, especially because I think that's one of the few places he could get a bell cow role. But not banking on it just yet, you know, it's all just rumors at the moment, but it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
And there is plenty of them rumors, isn't there? But yeah, so much can change in not too long when it comes to the draft. Right, Ash, finish us off with your number one running back in this class.
Number one for me is Trey Benson, 6 foot, 216 out of Florida State. If anybody saw the combine, 4.39 40. And I project him probably, if I'm honest, is probably one of the only workhorse kind of backs in the whole group. He's just super explosive. And what I found was on a lot of his tape was sometimes you think that he might get caught at the end. Say if he bursts off a bit of a long one, you think, oh, he's going to get caught here. He's going to look to tire. And he just keeps on going and going and going. He seems to have a lot of burst. A lot of straight line speed, and all around, just like everything you kind of look for in a running back, I think Trey Benson's got. I think 900 yards last year, right? I think it was about 5.8 average, 14 rushing touchdowns, 20 receptions. So he can catch, and obviously with how Florida were last year, he was a main part of that offense for Florida State. So yeah, I just think all around, I think that everything he's done from the college season through for the combine and now into the pre-draft process, I think that he's the name or the hot name now for everybody to maybe be the first running back taken. So for me, he's always kind of been the RB1 probably since January. And for me, it's not really changed. So for me, I think that he is, if you're any fantasy guys out there, I think he's the one to target personally. And I think I know you said about landing spot, but I think that he might be able to negotiate around that landing spot a little bit more than maybe some of these other guys, because I think that his talent, he has got some really good, he's got some clear talent that you would have thought that would get him onto the field pretty early.
Yeah, awesome. Miles, how high do you have him compared to these other running backs? Because
I'm
I've said before that I think we'll all have a very different like ranking on this. So where does he fall for you?
yeah, I mean, he is for me. I think I've seen a couple of other running backs who you know, I like Braylon Allen a lot, I like Blake Corum a lot. But Trey Benson, he's got that again, like he's kind of got that skill set to be a three down back because he has such good like initial burst, but he's also very difficult to bring down. He's got great contact balance, good long speed, he's a solid receiver, nothing special, but capable enough to be on the field on third down. So that really does help. And you know, when I was watching his tape, there was one moment where I literally yelled, wow, because he just burst through the line and he was in the end zone against Mississippi, Southern Mississippi. And I was like, oh my, I was like shocked. Like he is so stocky, but he can just move, like he can just shift, and it's ridiculous. So yeah, he's one of the few three down backs. There's probably I would have two or maybe three guys in this class that are three down backs, and he is one of them. Yeah, he's just patient at the line, bit slow to accelerate at times, but then other times he's just gone in a shot. It's like maybe a bit inconsistent, maybe too patient, I don't know. But yeah, he's a very, very talented running back, and he played behind a not very good offensive line at Florida State, which I think helps his case a bit more. So yeah, I really like him.
I think he's a totally fair number one.
He
Right, well,
reminds
we
me a little
will.
bit. Sorry, Dave. He reminds me a
No, you
little
go.
bit of Darren McFadden.
Yeah,
When he was at the
good,
Raiders,
good.
like he's got that sort of uprighty sort of running style as well. And he's kind of the same sort of build, quite stocky up top and runs like that. So yeah, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Darren McFadden, to be honest.
That's a really good shout. Right, we will talk about a couple of these other players. I mean, you've mentioned a couple from there. Blake Corum is a player that I really like. He would have been in my top five if I was making this. Miles, I think you like him as well.
Yes, yeah.
What are your thoughts on him? To me, he's just a. I think he's a high floor player. As far as a running back goes, I still feel like he's a pretty safe pick to be a
Yeah,
decent player.
don't really see him improving much, but there's not a lot to improve on. I think there are, he again, he's one of them like Trey Benson, where he can just sort of do everything. He is probably one of the few three down backs in the class. And he is, I think he's quite. Again, what I like about running backs is running backs that are sensible and don't think everything needs to be a house call, because it can't be, especially not at the NFL level. Like, that's just not going to happen. You're going to get blown up in the backfield if you keep doing that. But yeah, he knows when to just cut it back and get 1 or 2 yards rather than trying to swing around and, take it all the way. Yeah, he likes to fall forward behind his pads a lot, which really helps him gain just a few yards here and there. And yeah, those things about him, it's like these little stumpy guys with great pad level and contact balance just seem to have burst as well. And that's what I really like about Blake Corum.
I agree with everything you said. I mean, Ash, it was outside of your top five. Just someone you don't like the look of, or is it
I
just the
think
lack
like
of
you,
real upside? Or
I think you nailed it when you said kind of, I don't know where the upside is. I mean, he has been
yeah.
used so much at Michigan where I do worry about, I mean, isn't it something like he's had like 900 or something stupid carries or something since he's been at Michigan.
Yeah.
So he's on the older side as well.
He's
Like,
23, yeah.
So like when Miles mentioned about, Isaac, that he Blake Corum and Ray Davis is another one that are the older guys from this running back class, and they all are very good talents. It's just a case of that might put a few people off with, like you said, the tread on the tires is quite a lot, and how much is that going to hold up? I mean, we already had the injuries with him this year, so it kind of is one of them ones where I don't know where. I mean, if he falls to someone like the Chargers, he's obviously going to be in the top five rookies taken in in your fantasy drafts, but it's one of them ones. Whereas at 5'7", 210, with that much workload, a little bit of injury history, I don't know if it's something that I look at and think, oh my God, this guy could be amazing going forward. Like, a kind of, I think, like his limits, sort of like Doug Martin, maybe, if you'd say, if it kind of would be someone,
Yeah.
but he could be. It wouldn't shock me if he has that sort of James Robinson profile where he's burst onto the scene really good for 2 years and then you just don't hear from him again. So I just think that that's kind of the profile maybe with Blake.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I think he's definitely gonna have some links with Harbour, isn't he, as
Yeah,
the
for
draft
sure.
goes on and stuff. I think there's gonna be speculation about that, but whether that comes or anything. Any other players, if you want to mention?
Raylan Allen.
He's the young guy.
Yeah, 20 years old. He turned 20 after he declared as well. He's just so, I don't know what it is. I think, there are some things that young running backs do where you're like, you can tell they're young, they're impatient, blah blah blah. But he seems very patient. He runs with a good pad level. Like, again, he's one of those guys that he doesn't just try and take it to the house every time. Like, he is very sensible. He was the third guy I had as a three down back. So it's Allen, Corum, and who's the other dude we just talked about? Benson. Yeah. Though he rounds off the three as one of the three down backs. So just, again, he's just one of those that's stocky. He's tough to bring down, but he has a decent amount of burst. In terms of long speed, I think his initial burst isn't great, but he has some good long speed, and just a very, very strong running back. I really, really like him. Sensible and young. It's a good combination in the backfield.
Works for me. Ash, anyone else you haven't mentioned so far that you like?
I mean, people that will probably keep an eye out for people would be Bucky Irvin out of Oregon. He had a really bad combine, didn't put up the speed numbers, but he's got something about him, definitely in the receiving game. If you're looking at PPR for fantasy wise, to see where he lands. My sleeper player, if I'm honest, is Kamani Vidal out of Troy. If you have a chance to watch this kid run, he runs angry and he runs hard. He is really, really good to watch. So keep an eye out for Kamani Vidal out of Troy. If you guys, any guys are into fantasy, see where he lands. But he's not very, I think he's a similar sort of height to Blake Corum. I think he's 5'8", but he is, I think he's about 220. So I think he's another 10 pounds heavier than Corum. So, and but if, I think he had the most rushing yards out of anybody this
Yeah, I'll definitely be looking at Vidal for sure. I think that brings us to the end of this running back class. We'll get on with all the wide receivers. The more fun one podcast, probably. Ash, year. Where can people find more from you?
My handle is at Tilza999s, where you can get at the moment I'm currently looking at a lot of the free agency stuff, because obviously now the Chargers have got rid of all their wide receivers, sadly. So we're looking at fingers crossed for QBs in the top four and us getting Marvin Harrison Jr. is all I care about at the
It
moment.
sort of makes the draft more fun in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Having no players, which, brings me to Miles. I'm a Patriots fan, we're all the same. Where can we find more from you, Miles?
You can find me on Twitter at Miles Burrell.
Lovely. Thank you once again to both of you, and we will see you next time.